Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So if you had to pick one color analyst, like a football guy, mm-hmm. who was getting ready to call a game this weekend, who would wind up stabbed and arrested, would Mark Sanchez be in your top 70?
Here's the weird thing. I know nothing about Mark Sanchez.
I know one thing.
Yeah.
I think you do too.
And that is, oh, yeah, I do know that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
So we had a.
Yeah, tell me that off air.
I'll allude to it on the air here.
No. Okay.
Especially now that he's in jail. Can't come hurt us.
No.
We've had a lot of female hots that worked alongside our show because we were on TV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them dated him.
Oh,
and so she has, you know, she has what?
Yeah,
you might have on your phone.
There you go.
Of Mark.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, I would like to point out
some Redwood action.
That's right, Redwood action.
By the way,
I would like to point out I have not seen these, nor do I care to. But she was talking about that to us one time.
Hey guys, I've got some crank.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Like what?
Well, no, I think what ended up happening is we did a whole thing with her once. Like, how many dudes? Because she was a smoke show.
Yeah,
or probably still is.
Yeah.
And how many dudes? And she worked in sports and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, how many dudes send you unsolicited their schvants?
And the
and she was like, dude, you have no idea.
It's just the street is just littered with BPs.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just
and so then sport. I think, I don't know why I remember this so well. I can't remember anything else. But I remember, I think we asked her, well, who are the most famous? Mm-hmm. And she said Mark Sanchez as one of the most famous.
There was a couple in there.
Yeah.
One of the True Blood actors was on there. She,
Well, hey, Mark Sanchez just living up to the Jets quarterback legacy, right?
I wonder if it was. If it was.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Brett Favre, Mark Sanchez.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if it was like as good as Travis Kelce's, which Taylor swings about. The curse on me was broken by your magic wand. New heights of manhood. I ain't got a knock on wood.
Now, can I ask a question about that?
Travis Kelce.
She had a curse on her? Has she been like?
Yeah, she gets broken up with like the. She has bad.
Were they all small redwoods or?
Apparently. But his magic wand broke it, and she ain't got a knock on wood.
That's why the relationships lasted such a short amount of time with all those guys, because the small redwoods.
I just love now that we have multiple song lyrics referring to Travis Kelce's hog from the most famous woman on the planet. I ain't got a knock on wood.
I mean, that's getting close to some. I can't say it on the air, but some WAP action. Taylor getting.
Wait,
toward,
what? You I. What?
No.
What did you just say?
He's talking about the Megan Thee Stallion Cardi B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's starting to get to the naughty lyrics here.
Well, yeah. That's.
I'm not yet. Yeah.
That ain't WAP. That's a whole different ball game.
It's getting damn close though. Just saying.
Hitting that dangly thing that swings in the back of your throat.
Well, that's anyway. Right. Sanchez, you know, I mean...
Yeah, so I know nothing about Mark Sanchez.
Seems like he has his stuff together.
Whenever he'd go on call, and he always seemed like a pleasant fellow. And so when the report came out that late night that Sanchez had been stabbed, everyone jumped on it and turned it into, oh my God, the city streets are terrible and you can't go into any urban area because you're going to get stabbed and killed. And it was like every football telecast was like praying for Mark Sanchez, my God. And the report was that he was in critical condition and with multiple stab wounds. And then like shortly thereafter, it turned into that meme where it's like, it's one of my favorite memes where the old guy's like, call an ambulance. I we need an ambulance. And then he pulls the gun and is like, not for me. Like all of a sudden, like not so fast. Turns out Mark Sanchez, like you said, was arrested while in the hospital recovering from being stabbed.
Yeah, he's now facing a felony.
Yeah, they've upgraded it.
Charge of battery. Apparently it was bad. Now, I guess there's...
The photos are awful.
I guess there's video out there, although I'm not sure that that's been released. I haven't seen it.
There's two pieces of video. Trust me. The BTJ is all over this. She lives for this sort of thing. I'm getting all the updates. So there's two pieces of video. One is of Sanchez stumbling in an alley after getting stabbed.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And he's covered in blood.
But that doesn't really show us much.
No, he just knows that he's been stabbed. And then the other one is that both guys getting gurneyed away.
Yeah.
But
apparently there's video of the actual incident, and it hasn't been released. But it says here, via TMZ, Sanchez approached a truck driver who was unloading fryer oil from his truck at a hotel loading dock. Again, this is in Indianapolis.
Yeah, so he's a... I thought he was picking up the oil. Like
he was unloading fryer oil.
Okay.
Surveillance footage appears to show Sanchez walking to the driver's side door and opening it, then having a conversation with the driver for several minutes. Afterward, the driver does a beeline for hotel security with Sanchez following closely behind.
Yeah, so apparently what the guy... originally it was reported that he picks up used oil from hotels, because that's a thing. But maybe he was dropping off oil. But yeah, he was there. He parked in the loading zone, and Mark Sanchez apparently took umbrage about why he was parked there and said that the hotel wouldn't want you to park there. And the guy, by the way, is 69 years old. He's a senior citizen, for God's sakes. And so, yeah, he tried to be like, dude, leave me alone, walk away. And supposedly the police said this is all clear as day, that Sanchez at that point, like you said, he follows the guy.
So the surveillance video then captures the man moving around the truck and exchanging words before the confrontation turns physical. Sanchez allegedly grabs the victim, throws him against a wall, and shoves him to the ground before running away. According to the truck driver's statement, the beef started over Sanchez telling the driver that he was barred from standing in the loading dock per the orders of the hotel manager. During their convo, the driver said he leaned in to listen to Sanchez and smelled alcohol on his breath.
I love, by the way, that Mark Sanchez, what'd you say, it was like midnight?
Yeah,
it's late night. That Mark Sanchez, in the middle of the evening, is now somehow abreast of hotel loading dock policy.
Well, why does he care, first of all? And second, why is he out there?
Who knows?
What's he doing hanging out there?
We got a good idea what he's doing out there.
Like what?
Well, he's out there getting in some stuff that he shouldn't. Mark Sanchez, and this all come out because they did it. I'm sure they did a toxicology report and got a warrant for all that. Mark Sanchez is clearly either ripped out of his mind on booze or something else.
So he said he was slurring his words. So the driver then says Sanchez twice tried to climb into the truck, and feeling threatened, he pepper sprayed Sanchez in the face.
Yeah.
but Sanchez allegedly advanced on him again, prompting the driver to pull a knife and stab Sanchez multiple times. Mm-hmm. Sanchez was rushed to the hospital with stab wounds to his upper torso. We're told he's still being treated at the hospital. What's more, prosecutors filed a no-contact order prohibiting Sanchez from going anywhere near the victim. The order also bars him from possessing any firearms, deadly weapons, blah, blah, blah.
Now, the photos of the old, I would like to point out again, 69-year-old man. The photos of him in the hospital are brutal.
Yeah.
His cheek is filleted all the way through into his mouth.
Yeah, the photo of him is pretty alarming.
Yes.
Compared to the description of Sanchez, I'm just read it again here. The description of Sanchez throwing him up against a wall.
Yeah.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where is that? Yeah, Sanchez grabs him, throws him against the wall, and shoves him to the ground before running away. That's all they said. And then you look at the photo of this guy, like, whoa,
yeah.
Way more than that happened.
Yes. His face is...
He kicked the crap out of the guy.
Yeah, the dude is bruised, he's got a big neck brace on, and his face is filleted open. So that's why the police, it was like an immediate, like, hey, this isn't under investigation. The police are like, no, Mark, you're under arrest, and it's been upgraded from a misdemeanor to felonies. And so, by the way, Mark Sanchez's family released a statement, and they're doing the, we're just happy everyone's okay, and we're just going to let the legal process play out. Mark's in some serious trouble, and by the way, some of the stuff he's charged with carries multiple years in prison. He's already been sued by the guy, but the guy's suing Sanchez, he's suing the TV network.
Dude, he's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And it is fitting. Isn't getting arrested for being stabbed sort of jetsy? Like, that's kind of the butt fumble.
It is the butt fumble of criminal activity, yes.
Yeah.
I just love my...
It's perfect.
It is such a bizarre thing to think that you are... You're on whatever it is you're on, or you're just S-house drunk in the middle of the night, and you decide that you are going to be the hotel fire chief? You just randomly decide to approach an old man and say, you can't park here? And if you are parked here, you can't stand here? The hotel wouldn't... What the hell are you doing in the hotel loading dock, Mark?
Not only that, but just ruining your whole life over it.
Yes.
Like, he's
cooked.
He's not going to work anymore.
No.
What he's, switch flipped?
And that's he might go to jail. Well, I think he was just wasted. Man. But still, it's like...
Someone says you're nobody until you've been stabbed by a grease driver. Seriously.
Or a former NFL quarterback.
Just the idea that a senior citizen is delivering oil to a hotel. Fryer oil. And you just decide that that's the fight you're going to pick. And After beating up an old man, you get pepper sprayed. You shake off that pepper spray and are like, nope, I'm going back for more. And to the point where you get stabbed. You would think at some point when the mace came out, you'd be like, all right, maybe this is a bit much. Maybe I should back off. Nah, I'm going to go back in and try to give him another two-piece. First off, Mark Sanchez, like, I understand that obviously he was under the influence of something, but what kind of person are you behind the scenes that you are literally assaulting elderly individuals?
Like, to me, it sounds like a substance abuse problem, and that's not to make an excuse. I just think a lot of people get this housed, and I mean, Sanchez, this isn't his first problem. Like, he's had, I think people know he likes to party.
Yeah.
And it's a problem.
Yeah.
And so,
well, he's about to get some time to figure it out. Although he's got some money, he'll settle with this guy and he'll hire a big attorney and, you know,
you think he does jail time?
No. Well, it's a felony stabbing actually, so I take that back.
Possibly. Felony stabbing, but something tells me you stroke this guy a big enough check.
Well, but that's the guy is different than
the
criminal charge. I don't think he goes to jail.
Yeah. This, guys like this have a way of
never going to jail.
Never going to jail.
Huh. Man. How about that? Would you like to be that, Schulte?
Damn right I would.
But when you see that guy's face, dude, I don't know what happened in that car, but that is not a minor injury.
Would you take that face for a couple mil?
No.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Big old scar face?
I got a. First off, scars heal. Chicks dig them. My beard would cover that. You know, I got dog bite scars and they're covered up mostly by the beard. It's fine. The beard covers
but
a lot of
you didn't get $2 million.
I did not.
Or did you?
I did not get $2 million. Yeah, I'd do that.
See,
look, that's a nasty cut, but I'll, you know, for a couple mil, I'll take that.
When it comes to Sanchez, I subscribe to the whole thought process for everybody that drunken words are sober thoughts. So obviously Sanchez hasn't been told no in a long time. It's just like, is it like this mini enforcer in his brain? Like, oh, I'm going to tell people what's up. Like, I just don't understand. Like, yeah. I get getting drunk and being stupid, but this is above that.
I say this all the time as an experienced barman. I like to have a good time. I will never understand the guy that drinks and then like pees on the air, like in the airplane aisle, or I'm convinced that there's always like, I don't think that that's booze. I always think there's pills or maybe some powder. I have a hard time believing that that's merely alcohol.
Yeah. Look,
this is a tough one. Damn.
Well, I think sometimes it is alcohol only. Although you might be right. I mean, it kind of all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
I just feel like, and nobody ever talks about this. And look, you and I, we love a drink.
Yes.
Okay, we're 100%. Drinkers. And I've had my problems with drinking over the years. It can get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that person who just shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
You know that person.
Yep.
And then maybe they're doing drugs on top of that, or maybe not, or they just had a bad phone call or like something really bad happened in their life. I just think there are certain people, we never talk about this when it comes to the drinking culture. There are some people who flat out should not drink because when they do, they can't control themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
We all know this person. And it can be very scary, and yet it's just taboo to talk about, oh, you should never drink again. Well, you can't tell a person to never drink again.
Yeah.
Just drink in moderation, or just don't have those last few. No, there are some people who absolutely should not have alcohol. Yeah. And
maybe Mark's one of
Mark
those guys.
Might be one of those guys. I've seen this guy, man. Yeah. And one thing leads to another. To him, it was probably just a mundane thing. He was just housed, being an idiot.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're stabbed and arrested. And that's, sometimes people get to that level, they go 0 to 100 just like that.
I will say, you know, a lot of times we mentioned like you have to hit rock bottom to kind of figure it out. Well, I do believe the definition of rock bottom is getting stabbed, being carted away, having emergency surgery, and then while you're recovering from said surgery, the cops show up and charge you with a handful of felonies. If that ain't rock bottom, I don't know what is.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.